To borrow a line from Frank Sinatra, she's been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a queen. It's only March, and Dana Owens, better known as Queen Latifah, is having a very good year. This weekend, the rapper-turned-movie star is opening a new picture with Steve Martin called Bringing Down the House, which she also produced. She's hosting Saturday Night Live. She's working on a new rap album set for release this summer. And she's been nominated for an Academy Award for her role as Mama, the warden in the movie Chicago.
Got a little motto, always sees me through. When you're good to Mama, Mama's good to you.
Our entertainment commentator, Elvis Mitchell, joins us from our studios in New York. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
You're like a natural born rapper, aren't you?
I like to think of that. I rap my knuckles frequently. Elvis, where did Queen Latifah come from? She's now very prominent in the cultural landscape.
You know, she's been very prominent in the cultural landscape for a while, Scott. You know, you go back to UNITY, which, in addition to applying to you and me, it also was like one of her first big hits. And she basically, I think, was a trailblazer in terms of a kind of feminine independence in hip-hop, and had presence to burn, and really just brought that presence to bear in the sitcom Living Single, which is essentially kind of a predecessor to Friends, although it doesn't tend to get acknowledged that way. And as Brooke Benton would have once said, it was only a matter of time.
The movie that gave her first rave notices was called Set It Off. In 1996 film, she played Cleo. My notes describe the character she played as a gutsy, tough lesbian bank robber. That ought to make that character familiar to everybody. Played alongside Jada Pinkett and Vivica Fox. Now, she's in a scene with her fellow rapper, Dr. Dre, who plays a gun supplier.
So what you need?
I need a favor.
What else is new?
Come on, Black Sam.
Y'all can roll with that right there.
Yeah, we ain't robbing stage coaches. I need something I can set it off with.
Oh, y'all ain't bullshitting, huh?
You want them guns we were shooting?
You're tripping. Y'all can't afford them guns.
That's why it's a favor. I'll bring them back with interest.
There's something actually very musical in the way that she talks. You know, she's got a real interesting sort of phrasing, and brings to mind something Martin Scorsese once said, that singers and comedians often make the most interesting actors because they can do things with a line that you would never have expected. They can drop or pause. And she's always the one who seems to be the wisest one in the shot, which I think always makes sense for an actor to know the truth in what it is you're playing.
Another clip we have, 1998, Living Out Loud, film she did with Holly Hunter.
I was married. My husband cheated on me left and right. It made me feel like I was crazy all the time. One day he tells me it's my fault he saw other women. So I picked up a knife and told him it was his fault I was stabbing him. I mean, I did a little jail time, but it was worth it. Now I'm free, and he is scared shitless of me.
And so am I, frankly.
Yes, absolutely. She makes it plain. Bringing Down the House, the film that she's done now with Steve Martin, that's her film. She's produced it.
Well, it's where the entrepreneurial aspect of her emerges, in good ways and, I guess, in bad ways. I was hoping that we would get a chance to see Latifah use that thing that she embodies, you know, that kind of big bone, unafraid of who she is kind of sexuality that makes her so interesting. And the movie cheats on that. It looks like a romantic comedy. It starts to play like one, but then after a while it becomes a kind of a weird sexual minstrel show.
Look, she plays a character who's been wrongly accused of armed robbery. Steve Martin's her lawyer.
The prosecution interviewed an eyewitness, and she told them that the perpetrator didn't have a tattoo on the chest. They never told my lawyer about this chick.
That's withholding
exculpatory evidence. People versus Stanley, I know.
I mean, you obviously have pockets of intelligence. So why do you walk and talk and act the way you do?
It ain't acting. This is who I am. I mean, you think I can't talk like you? Oh, Peter, I absolutely love what you've done with the place. It's so sterile, so bland, so wonderful.
See, you can do it.
When the movie actually sort of tries to set some of these racial stereotypes on their ear, it's kind of interesting when she says, I'm not acting, because that's how she's made millions of dollars, in fact, being that person, not pretending to be someone else. But it gets kind of peculiar because the movie has a weird cowardice at the end. She can't really connect romantically with Steve Martin because audiences probably wouldn't sit for it. Or more importantly, the perception is that audiences probably wouldn't sit for it. They would probably love it, as a matter of fact. And that's the real crime.
Elvis, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our entertainment critic, Elvis Mitchell, also movie critic for the New York Times, speaking from New York.
So what's the one conclusion I could bring this number to? When you're good to mama.